It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you until 10 o'clock, and then the guys from Cody, Golden, Drew take over from 10 to 2. Don't forget, opening day just right around the corner. Two more sleeps. One for me. Thursday, I'll be wide awake, fellas. I promise. You know me. One thing I always bring is the energy. To keep the synergy, you got to bring the energy. And I won't sleep much on Wednesday night. I can promise you that. I'll be on my phone watching reels of like the 1995 opening day roster, the 96 opening day roster.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
If that's right. Worms had arms and machine guns. Somebody asked, it's crazy. I just Google search Sister Jean. It's crazy what information's on the internet. Does Sister Jean still work? Basketball nun, Sister Jean 105 still works every day.
Wow.
The question below that is, why is Sister Jean in a wheelchair? During rehabilitation, she broke her hip and developed shingles.
Damn.
Ooh, shingles is bad.
That's really bad, yeah.
I think you get over 50, make sure you get that shingles vaccine. You don't want to get shingles,
I worked with a guy who had shingles last year. He had it for a long time. Yeah. It was really bad.
The next question is, what religion is Sister Jean? Really?
Well, I would imagine Catholic.
A nun would give that away, right? Come on, internet. All right, Bob, give the people what they want.
Do they?
I don't know, man. Look, I'm the point guard in this situation. You're the mailman.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. I will always be known as John Stockton, the mailman.
Or Kansas City Schefter.
Yeah, right. Kansas City Schefter, whatever. Somebody said that as well. Whatever you want. So yesterday we talked about 119th and Knoll. And we've talked about that location for a very long time for the Royals ballpark now, dating back to last year. I mean, I want to say the conversation started before the holidays even on, you know, 119th and Knoll. And people want to believe what they want to believe. It may happen. It may not happen. Nothing is official yet, but it appears we continue to take more steps towards 119th and Knoll being that location for the Royals' new ballpark. Yesterday, after we gave our story on the air and told everything that we knew at yesterday's point, and again, I'm just sharing the information that I get. I'm not siding one way or the other. At heart, I want a downtown ballpark. I'm starting to believe that that's probably not a possibility here in Kansas City. Yesterday, the Business Journal, after we had our Report, the Kansas City Business Journal, did an article about the plot of land named Washington Square Park, where they're trying to come up with a plan to potentially put a downtown baseball stadium. 3D Development is the name of a company down there that owns some of the land and some of the buildings and whatnot. And so they were interviewed yesterday by the Business Journal. And this is what they said. 3D Development leads the, quote, We Love KC Baseball campaign, which is shared concept renderings in support of a downtown stadium at Washington Square Park. Campaign representatives made a renewed public push for the initiative in recent weeks to their website, and it now reads, quote, it's the bottom of the ninth and we need to rally. In an email statement Monday, which was yesterday, 3D Development said this to the Kansas City Business Journal. After creating an alternative for a downtown Royal Stadium location at Washington Square Park last January, we began to model and conceptualize that site and build a strong case for the benefits once the Crossroads site vote failed in April. Beyond the idea, we worked with an investor group to assemble through purchase contracts some of the necessary and beneficial real estate beyond what we already controlled in the Freight House Village area just to the north. We held the 2301 main contract for 8 months with extensions, yet due to delays in the stadium decision from the end of 2024 to an expected June-July 2025, and without any commitment from the Royals, our group has chosen to terminate the purchase contracts. We are very concerned that the Kansas ballpark incentives and site have become very compelling, and we are at risk for missing this once in a half century opportunity to attract the Royals downtown. We haven't given up, but the logistics and risk of helping assemble the real estate, given the continued state of uncertainty, was no longer tenable. It is a critical time right now for Kansas Cityans to show support for a Royal Stadium in downtown Kansas City. The alternative and reality is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark. That comes from the group leading the downtown development at Washington Square Park. I talked to a source yesterday who told me that Black & Veatch, which is located right across 116th Street from the Sprint campus, told their employees that they're starting to explore possibilities of relocating their world headquarters to another site in the metro, and there will be more details to follow as well. All of this is starting to point towards Kansas becoming more likely for the stadium to be built there. I also heard from a source yesterday that Missouri now is telling people behind closed doors that this year there is no money for stadiums. This year. Now, does that mean next year? I don't know, but the untenable situation there versus a situation in Kansas that kind of has their ducks in a row lines up to say you go with the people who are ready to go, not the people who may or hope to be ready to go in a possible year from now.
Seems to be a lot more smoke around the fire.
A lot does. Yeah. And to me, that quote right there from the guys.
Because you mentioned the ninth inning.
Yeah. That quote right there from the guys at 3D Development who are pushing for this downtown ballpark, the final part of that statement that says, let me find it again. It is a critical time right now for Kansas Cityans to show support for a Royal Stadium in downtown Kansas City. The alternative and reality is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark. That's coming from the downtown developer. That's coming from the KC Business Journal. That ain't coming from Bob Fesco. Just adding on to what we've been telling you for a while.
Somebody brings that up. They said, how do we know this isn't just a one side telling Bob what they want to get out there?
That's, it's in the Kansas City Business Journal.
Yeah, you're just reading an article.
Yeah, I'm reading an article from the Kansas City Business Journal.
So it's there for you.
Like, right.
You know, it's not like, you know, Bob's in his basement, you know, and he's in the Shining House. And yeah. When you hear this, it means I'm working.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, look, man, I think I'm going to speak from the people of the metro area. I just want it done.
Yeah.
I really just want it done. I don't, at this point, look, I voted yes. I don't want them to leave my area. I love going to that. I love it. I have so many memories there from leaving opening day to seeing the Chiefs clinch to watching the ALCS, you know, mm-hmm. championship game and watching the Royals beat Baltimore. But I'm at the point now where I think it's just like, just get it done.
Yeah.
We had our chance. And I say we as Jackson County, we had our chance. We had a failed leader in Frank White who fumbled the bag,
mm-hmm.
Worse than Zay Flowers. Kansas came in, knocked the ball out, took over possession.
Yeah.
If we're going sports analogies.
Yeah.
I am a Missouri true and true. Like, I have lived there my whole life. I grew up in Blue Springs. I now live in Lee's Summit. I voted yes. I put a damn sign in my yard, right?
Yeah.
To let everybody know. And I watched people look at my sign like I was crazy. Some of my friends said, why would you vote yes? I want to hear your explanation. I said, because I like my local teams. I like the money that they bring in, the revenue for everything. It shall I go on? And a lot of my fellow people in my area decided to go against it. I don't know if it's too far gone. I don't know if they end up going in Kansas. But it sounds like if this is a tennis matchup, advantage Kansas, right? We're no longer at Deuce. We're no longer at, you know, whatever.
Like 45 love right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I would love nothing more than to keep them downtown or to have, you know, the Chiefs just enjoy that entire parking lot. But the thing that kills me is that, like, we had it for so long, and now why it's a divorce.
Yeah.
It's literally like you got older and realized, oh, there were signs that mom and dad didn't get along. Mm-hmm. And now it's like we could have voted yes and none of this would have happened.
Right.
And when that happens and politicians get involved and stories evolve and yes, you have this thing.
Right.
You know, you're just, again, business journal. It's not like you're getting a piece of paper underneath your doorstep, which I'm sure that could happen. Hopefully nobody knows that or finds your address like that. But I'm saying, like, could be one day we come in here, there's a sticky note on the front door that says for Bob Fesco, and it's some, you know, politician, read this.
Right.
You better believe we're going to read it.
We're going to read it. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I told you, I just disseminate the information that I'm given through
until
all this.
Until it dissipates,
right? And, you know, it just feels like the surrounds are ready to do this and downtown isn't. There's been a survey in 2011 that was shared with me yesterday that said there was only a 41% acceptance rate for a downtown baseball stadium. That was 2011. And then we saw the vote, and like 42% of the people voted this time around for the downtown baseball stadium and the Crossroads. Mm-hmm. So we're talking a 40% approval rate. That means 60% of the people roughly are not for a downtown baseball stadium, which is fine. And the downtown baseball stadium may not be what Kansas City wants. It's what I've always wanted. I've always dreamt of a downtown ballpark and thought it would be wonderful for a downtown stadium. But again, as you mentioned, the chance was there last April for this vote. And we said it, F around and find out. And I was told before the vote, I remember in February of last year, it was February 26th, I was sitting on a plane and I got some information that said, if this vote fails, there are other municipalities that are ready to step up and do what's necessary to help this Royals organization. And that's what's, you know, kind of transgressed over the last year. Kansas came in very quietly, offered the star bonds, which is no vote. They're talking about incorporating Town Center Plaza into the tax district as well, so that can start generating tax dollars to pay back the bonds. I mean, you're starting just to see a lot of smoke, and then to see that in the Business Journal yesterday where the quote is, the reality is that Kansas is about to win this ballpark. That's just the reality of it. Now, can there be a ninth inning comeback? You bet there can be. Do I believe that there's going to be a ninth inning comeback? I'm not so sure at this point in time.
Yeah, look, I look at it as Frank White had a semester assignment. He had 3 months to get it done and put it together, and he waited until the very last week to do it, and he failed.
Yeah.
Failed miserably. Coming up on the other side, we lighten up the mood. We go to Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Text line 913-586-7965. I challenge you all on the text line to be a little bit more kind. Have a great day as we continue to do this here on Fesco and Dusty. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, baby, yeah. On a Tuesday. Beautiful day. Can't wait to hit the golf course today. Drum Farm text line. That's where I'll be. Drum Farm.
The clouds are starting to move in, though. It's not as sunny as it was 10 minutes ago.
I don't have to wear sunscreen.
No, always got to wear sunscreen.
I know. I'll be coated. But yeah, can't wait. It's been. I took last week off. Busy week, you know. Had to play the role of stepdad. Total stepdad bod over here too. I look like 100 pounds of chewed bubble gum. I think it's the quote from Full Metal Jacket. Don't forget next month, whether you believe it or not, April starts Max Movie Month. So let's need to get suggestions of what he has to watch. He gets one movie a month, or maybe we do two.
I think one. Let's start with one.
Start with one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we'll start it back.
And then we'll see where the Royals go, and then maybe two, maybe zero.
Maybe zero.
You know, who knows?
Stop it.
No, they'll be in the playoffs this year. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. 913-586-7965. It is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, and that's where we start. Start, pitch, cut. the segment that we do every single Tuesday. Guys, I hope you're ready for this. I want to start off with start bench cuts since it is baseball season. A lot of baseball theme stuff here. We start with Nall. I'm kidding. Oh, shoot.
I like how people think because it's not in the Business Journal or in some publication, we're making it up. It's you know, to be quite honest, infuriating. I've been around this town for a long time. I know a lot of people. People talk.
Some people think it's propaganda, which is funny because we have a new bit that we kind of created maybe during the football season. We want to call it Prop Agenda, where we give our props of the weekend.
I like it.
Okay, good. We got the seal of approval.
Yeah,
it's done.
I like it.
Or the teal of approval.
The propaganda, because I'm giving out the information. Just because Missouri's sleeping doesn't mean that Kansas isn't awake and doing things. I mean, that's kind of where we are right now. I told you I'd give you the information. You may not like it. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
Gosh.
Yeah. Speaking of opening day, my dad brings up the memory of 2003 when we left early. Mindy Lopez, Carlos Beltran, heroics.
Oh, yeah. That was great. 03.
Yep. There's a drive way to left in Beltran game.
No, that was 04.
Or is that 04?
It was coming off the 03 season.
My dad sends me the pitcher, Octavio Dotel.
Was that who was pitching that day?
For the White Sox.
Wow.
Yeah, because they used to have a guy named Damasio Marte or something.
Damasio Marte. Yeah, Damasio Marte.
It's
I remember
Dumas.
That. Yeah. Dumas.
That's right. Start, pitch, cut. We go here. Nachos, dog, or pretzel with cheese?
I'm leaving the cheese off the pretzel.
Really?
Yeah.
Mustard
just,
guy?
No, just plain, you know.
Who hurt
Unless they
you?
Have spicy brown mustard. I hate yellow mustard. I just
and
love
no
cheese?
Nah.
So you and Mac both hate yellow mustard?
Not a yellow mustard guy. Yeah.
I think it sucks, quite honestly.
I think it sucks.
I think it's...
Propaganda to ketchup is
I mean, it's just a bland condiment, man. Give me some good mustard. So many good mustard varieties out there. Throwing out the yellow mustard is like you gave up.
Oh, no.
So give me the pretzel, give me the dog, and then give me the nachos.
Okay. I'll go... Oh, wow. This is tough. I'm going to go pretzels with cheese. I'll go nachos, then hot dog. So same order, but give me the cheese.
No, I went hot dog second. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'm going to go nachos, dog, pretzel. And I love all three.
Oh, of course.
I love all three.
They're all perfect baseball food.
The soft pretzel, I mean, I get one at Quick Trip probably once a month and just eat it in my own darkness and silence. Like, I go full Aaron Rodgers when I get a pretzel with cheese from Quick Trip.
Oh, I've never gotten
naked
one from
and dark. Never got. Don't get the butter.
Okay.
No butter.
Too much, yeah.
It's like soaked, dude.
Yeah.
You don't know who's back there dunking that, daddy. And just go salt and cheese and get an extra side of cheese.
Okay, bet. I'm in.
Because you don't want to be taxed on cheese.
No.
Right? You don't have to, like, you want to be able to get aggressive with it.
Oh, is 3 cents sales tax on cheese to keep the Royals in downtown?
Might be a tariff on cheese.
Whoops.
We go on. Beer, seltzer, or cocktail?
I'm going to start the cocktail. I'm going to bench the seltzer, and I'm going to cut the beer.
I think I want to try more cocktails at baseball games. I feel like a nice gin and tonic or vodka tonic, you know, vodka soda. I feel like that might be a little bit easier to drink.
Especially on a hot day.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's
kind of where I threw this in there because I've been to games in the middle of July where nobody wanted to go. And like, hey, we have tickets galore. They're also 90 game loss already and whatever. And I went there, literally bought like a Boulevard Wheat. Took like three sips, put in the cup holder in front of me, picked it back up, and I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Might not be a whole lot of things worse in this world than a warm beer.
Oh, I'm with you.
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. I had some beers at the games out in Arizona because they did a really good job of advertising something called Estrella Jalisco. They were promoting that at like at all the ballparks. Pretty good Mexican beer. Not going to lie.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Mexican beer out in the sun, too. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Get a lime going.
Yeah.
I'll do the same order, I think. Actually... No, cocktail, beer, seltzer.
Yeah, I think I go beer, seltzer, cocktail because I haven't been team cocktail.
Gotcha.
Shout out to that. But I haven't been there yet. Like, I need to, like, maybe experience that because, like, every once in a while, like, I mean, I get it. Like, what, 22-ounce beer is, like, $16.50. You get a cocktail, it's probably around the same ballpark. I don't, no pun intended, but, like, yeah. But, again, like, I'm team nachos and hot dog. To me, like, that's, like, a match made in heaven. That's like Dusty and Paige Sporanic.
The Lugo Lemonade was pretty good last year. You could try that.
The Lugo Lemonade.
The Lugo Lemonade. It was pretty good.
Dude, that cork lemonade iced tea.
That sounds good. Yeah, I like pork stuff.
No doubt. Somebody says, you guys are nuts. There's nothing better than a pork missile and a cold beer at a game. That's, I mean,
a Bork missile.
Well, I mean, sure. I do like that. But I mean, if you're giving me options,
can I steal that 316? Yeah, you can send your name, and I'll give you credit every time I use Bork missile.
Yeah, I want to use that too.
That's good. But man, I cannot believe, because like, do you guys ever get the hot dog and put nacho cheese on it and get weird?
Damn, that's a good idea.
Or did you ever buy the old Oscar Mayer cheap dogs that had the cheese in the middle?
Oh, God, those were the worst, right?
They were so great.
Yeah. We ate them in college all the time.
You knew it was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, this is yellow line of cheese.
That's gross.
No, it's not.
Oh, God, yes.
Woo. I'm still blown away you guys hate yellow mustard.
Bar-ass hot dogs with yellow mustard. That's just like, quit life.
Yeah. Or enjoy it while it lasts. Bobby, Vinny, Sal.
I'm going to go Bobby, Sal, Vinny. Start Bobby, bench Sal, cut Vinny.
Correct. Ditto.
No need to continue. Reagan's, Waka, Lugo.
I'm going to go start Reagan's. I'm going to bench Lugo and I'm going to cut Waka.
Mm.
I mean, you got your two Cy Young Award candidates, your 200-inning guy, and then Waka. I mean, it's, yeah. I mean.
And it's no, disrespect. It's just how we would go.
I think I'll flip Lugo and Reagan's, but again, yeah, just that's pretty hard. I'll cut Waka.
Yeah, Reagan's, Lugo, Waka.
Gotcha.
I heard that number last night, 8 home runs and 16 exhibition innings. Again, I maintain low tones, right? Again, Arizona, it's like fungo bats are up at the plate.
Hey,
like,
if you're excited about Cags, and you need to be disappointed about Waka.
Yeah.
It's true. It's fair.
I mean, he's a pro pitcher, and people are hitting him, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm with you, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, we move on to the Royals uniforms, the classic whites with the blue stripe down it. The powders that they're going to wear on Saturday home games, which I think we all know where we're starting, and then the City Connect.
I'm actually going in that order.
You like the classic whites?
I do. Okay. I do. I think the classic whites are just a beautiful uniform.
Fair.
It is a great, great, clean looking uniform
with that blue stripe down.
Yeah, it looks hard. So good. I love the powder blues. The fact that they're coming back, you know, with the pants and the shirts this year, and the City Connects are great. Like, all three are exceptional. It's hard to pick. But
last year,
classic whites are just—they just stand out. Yeah,
they are nice. Like when you see it on opening day, and they all come out in the introductions, and you're like, "Damn, that's
crispy, clean uniform." Yes. Right before somebody slides in the first inning,
over under 2 innings until Bobby Witt's got just a brown, just dirt patch on his chest.
I'm going to say it's going to happen bottom of the first. He's going to get on. He'll try to steal second, slide in head first, and he'll be all dirty.
No, it'll be 2-0. India's going to get a single, and Bobby's going to hit a home run.
All right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
But it'll be an inside the park home run. He'll slide home.
I don't trust the play. Yeah.
We'll add one here real quick, dessert-wise, because my wonderful stepdad, Jeff, has just said, you can't forget about the Frosty with the wooden spoon.
Oh, that's a great dessert.
Do you do Frosty wooden spoon, funnel cake, or the frozen lemonade?
I would go the Frosty with the wooden spoon. That's a classic baseball deal, yeah. I'm not a huge frozen lemonade
guy. I have to get the plastic spoon. Am I soft?
Yes.
I don't want a splinter in my lip.
Oh, my. Yeah, you could damage yourself. Yeah, you could, yeah.
I got big lips, dude.
But also with that plastic spoon, if it slips, it gets stuck on the roof of your mouth.
Or it breaks easier.
Yeah.
But that wooden spoon, that's just that texture, boy.
Yeah.
I don't like that, like... I don't like licking that log on that chocolate Frosty, you know? Like, can't do it, man. I can't do it. I need the plastic.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to rank wooden spoon 1, and now it seems like I like licking that log, and I don't. So I'm going to go 1 there, but I'll go 2 frozen lemonade. I can't remember what 3 was.
Funnel cake.
Yeah, funnel cake 3. Like,
funnel cakes are good.
Are your kids big funnel cake kids
still? I mean, kids are, yeah, right. Always. It's fried dough.
Yeah. And then last one on start bench cut before we get back into the Royals. Trucker hat, fitted hat, snapback hat.
Starting the trucker, benching the snapback, getting rid of the fitted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, we're too old for fitteds?
It's just never been my
thing.
Yeah, never been.
I have some. It's just, for whatever reason, they're always, and I use this not because I'm cheap, but they're always more expensive.
They are.
And they're always wool, and they always make my head sweat.
Yeah,
I agree. So I'm out.
And I don't think they look good backwards, and a lot of the times I'm a backwards hat guy.
Somebody says, garlic pretzel with nacho cheese from Quick Trip. You're welcome.
I'm in. Smash.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What was did you rank your powder classic? Did you rank your jerseys?
Yeah, it's powders, classic, okay. City Connect. Gotcha. And I would start all three. There is
no wrong cut.
Gotcha.
Or what you do is you go like, the powder blue and white hat, City Connect, and the white with the blue stripe.
That'd be good.
That'd be my MLB The Show collaboration jersey. Somebody does give us a start bench cut. Bobby Witt, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Well, we're going to go to break right now.
It's funny. Did you see Rob Gronkowski talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on the podcast yesterday? He said they need to get married and have a child because then it could go off in the first half and give a halftime performance at halftime.
It's fantastic.
That's great.
Gronk. That's funny.
Wasn't there that rumor that he was coming back? Did that just go away?
Rumor has it.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Gronk probably explored it, went, nah, I'm good.
Actually, never mind.
Boy, this life I'm living is great, and I'm not getting absolutely tarnished on the football field.
Yeah.
There we go. That is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland. So, Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Damn glad to have you all here on the show with us. Let's dive into the Royals for a little bit, because The Athletic had the Royals as the 13th best lineup in MLB, middle of the pack.
Middle
right?
of the pack, which I think is fine.
A little above middle.
Right? 30 teams, yeah, a little bit above. Slightly. Yeah, just a skosh.
I know we talk about Caglione, but to me, I think when we look at this team this year, I think the number one player focus is not going to be a pitcher. I don't believe it's going to be a bullpen arm. I don't think it's Michael Massey this year. I think it's MJ Melendez. And I think MJ Melendez has until June 15th, which is what I'm calling his day of reckoning, to be the MJ Melendez that we think we've had enough. We've had enough. I don't mean like frustration. I'm saying like we've had enough time. Eventually, you got to figure it out. Like if Matt kept cussing and it's, you know, year two of the show, it'd be like, Steven, like, yeah, right. I can't have this. Right. Like we thought he'd grow out of it. Not that he's going to do that. But like,
well, he has a track record.
Yeah, he's still a growing boy. Mm-hmm. And when you look at MJ Melendez, it's like, hey man, like, when are you going to put it together? Because now there happens to be a guy in Double A that could expedite his career if he continues to produce, named Jack Caglione, that could take that spot. Well, and I think that we're running out of time with MJ Melendez, and I think he's the player of focus when it comes to the most, I don't know, open thoughts of you're not completely, like, nobody goes into the season and be like, I don't know what Bobby's going to do. Maybe Michael Garcia is one of those guys. Maybe Michael Massey still is that guy. But to me, it is MJ Melendez.
I think MJ Melendez is on the shortest leash right now. And that's just, you know, kind of what I inferred, you know, spending a week or so at spring training, talking to people around baseball. I think MJ Melendez right now is on the shortest leash. How short is that leash? I don't know the answer to that question. I think there are a lot of variables involved into how short the leash for MJ Melendez is going to be. A, how does he play? But also, what is Jack Caglione doing down in the minors? Because you can sit here and bloviate about Caglione all you want. The Athletic even had it. They had a blurb about Cags coming up in May or June and playing an outfield position. And so when you read that, you're not the only one. We're not the only ones talking. Everybody's talking about this guy, right? And
Business Journal wrote about him, too.
Yeah, the KC Business Journal did. So as long as they're writing about him, it makes sense, according to the text line, right? Right. Business Journal didn't have that till you had it. Yeah, they piggybacked my report. Anyway. I think just by talking to folks, I think MJ is, I don't want to use the term a short timer, because if he plays well, then he's not a short timer, right? But his leash is very short right now. I think they want to see something out of MJ right away. And if he doesn't play well right away, and Cags is as hot as bacon grease, you know, in Double A and then moves up to Triple A and is still the same thing, I don't think at that point they'll hesitate making a move. Hunter Renfro is another interesting one, but he's got like $7 million left on his contract. Harder to move and get away from a guy like that than it is MJ Melendez. But I do think MJ Melendez is going to be under a microscope at the early part of this season to see what he can do. And if he doesn't perform, they're not going to hesitate, because now they do have an option down in the minor leagues.
Because I think he is the one that everybody has the same sort of mentality on. Like a text comes in. It says MJ's had 1,400 at-bats in the big leagues. He's had plenty of time to figure it out already. Correct.
They say 1,000 at-bats, 3 years, that's enough. Right. Yeah, this and is I 4 mean, years. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, it hasn't been there.
Right.
And I get it. People get frustrated with Michael Massey. Like, can he stay healthy, the back, because he's got a lot of promise in there. We heard Vern say the guy that has the cliche of the best shape of his life was Hunter Renfro. Like, he understands, and like, we'll see what happens. Because where I always got confused early in the year, and I've you know, talked to, you know, a few people around the team, and it's like, you know, hey, Dusty, like, Caglione's a good story, but, you know, you're going to have to be patient. It's not going to happen when you think so. That's fine. I'm just a blowhard on the radio trying to be a fanboy. But the thing about this is that with MJ Melendez, like, where's that same energy with Caglione, right? Like, well, he's facing guys that aren't pro pitchers, and he needs time to develop and get used to these sort of pitchers in the big leagues before he can come up and be completely shell-shocked, which I think is erroneous on all counts, because I don't think he will be, because I think he's more cool, calm, and collected and polished than most people think. But where's that energy with MJ Melendez?
Yeah.
Because what is it every single year? He's the fastest guy at camp. He's the guy that's really turning heads when it comes to scrimmaging. He's the guy that without pads is a padless hero. If MJ Melendez looks like he's figured it out, but he's hitting out the same pitching, why are we not using that as scrutiny? Because we all know that, you know, spring training numbers are hyperbolic, right? That's just what they are. They're scrutinized, whatever. But it's like, why are we not putting the same standard? Because maybe I'm wrong, but like, there are people that probably still have hope that MJ Melendez can be that guy that hit 40 home runs in Omaha. But like we know in Arizona, the ball flies in Omaha too. And
I think we're at the point though within the organization where they're, how do I say it? He's on watch, you know, as I said once, but like, I feel like MJ Melendez is the guy that is going to be on watch by this organization. And if he doesn't play well at the beginning and the rest of the team's playing well, and he seems to be the weak link, then they're not going to hesitate, I don't think, to make a move with MJ Melendez.
Yeah.
And it's time. This is put up or shut up time for MJ, right?
And see, that's why, like, I'm starting to love the text line, starting to love me a little bit more, because it says, we're good with MJ. He's never getting better than batting 200 with 10 home runs, but we can't bring up Cags because at his worst, he'd have MJ numbers. The potential of Cags is way higher than MJ Melendez. That's from Zach.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm there too, because we've seen what MJ Melendez can do.
And
we haven't seen what Cags can do. But again, like, with this team wanting to be in the playoffs and consider themselves a playoff team, you cannot have that automatic out in your fifth spot. You can have it in your 7, 8, maybe your 9, if it's, you know, whatever. But like, having that in your fifth or sixth spot with a guy that's supposed to be a run driver, you know, supposed to be a guy that can really drive him in and be like the turnover in the lineup, or maybe, you know, Sal does swing at that slider that everybody hates to see him swing at, and all of a sudden there's still two guys on. It's like, oh, well, Sal's out, now we're screwed, because you've already gone through India, Bobby, Vinny, and Sal. And then it's like, well, who's the next guy? It has not been MJ Melendez.
Right.
And, you know, now you do have a little bit of a fire up your ass, because you have a guy in Caglione that's like, hey, I'm going to the minors to learn how to hit a breaking pitch, and I've learned how to play a corner outfielder spot. So good luck. And like you said, that leash,
it's got short. June 15th, I think, is a fair leash, but Denny always says by May 1st, you kind of know where people are for the year, right? You kind of have a good body of work. You're 30 games into the season. That's a good sample size. That's about, you know, a little less than a quarter of the way through the season. But you kind of have an idea of where you are at that point. You get to May 1st, it's getting warmer out now. There's no more excuses of cold, all that kind of stuff. If MJ doesn't get off to a really nice start, I do think they will be looking around and saying, all right, how long until Jack Caglione can get up here? Because they're not going to allow one guy to bring down everybody in this organization. And so I think they'd love to trade a guy like MJ Melendez. And I don't think they're getting many offers for MJ Melendez at this point in time, but maybe if he even starts out hot and Cag starts out hot, maybe then the trade rumors start to begin for MJ, and then you can get something for him to open that spot for Jack Caglione.
Isn't that great? When you have a playoff team, you have to earn your spot. It's not just like, hey, let's bring up this guy just for the hell of it.
Right.
It's like, no, dude, he's coming up because you can't cut it, and this team needs to go to the playoffs and be better than they were last year, which was ALDS.
Right, exactly. And that's the goal. I mean, if MJ's not helping and moving the team forward, then you got to make a change. It's okay, you know?
One last game until the real season starts. It's spring training coverage here on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. We set up what is the rest of the week. We're almost there. 2 days away from opening day. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
You think Bill Belichick has a good season in North Carolina as their head coach?
He didn't show up to Pro Day yesterday.
I just saw that. Yeah, I was wondering if, you know.
You know, not that you have to, and those aren't his players.
But it's his first year in college.
Well, then I'm also starting to think he probably didn't want to see any of those people from the NFL, right?
He's, you know, given airplane rides on the beach.
Yeah.
Did you see that
while
you were on vacation?
No.
Oh, my God.
With, like, his grandkids or something?
That's funny you say that.
About the same
it's
age.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
He's on his back. He's on his back, legs up, and she's, you know, doing the airplane.
Like you are when you're a little kid, and you're like, Dad, lift me up.
Like you know? Do with your daughters when they were four.
Yeah.
In the living room.
And it's fun. When you were five.
Yeah. Google search Belichick and see what comes up.
Fantastic.
I mean, just living his damn life.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man. He's just horny.
Are we all?
24/7.
Smash.
Yeah. But yeah, he's got her.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah. I forget how much you missed on vacation. We should have done that as a bit on Monday.
Yeah, we should have, yes.
What Bob missed?
What Bob missed.
Oh, my.
Yeah, just living, dude.
Good for him.
Yeah,
I mean, if that doesn't, you know, give you some hope.
Right?
Yeah, that if I'm rich and old, yeah. I can get a 25-year-old hottie.
You just got to be the best NFL coach of all time and win 7 or 6 Super Bowls. You're good.
Yeah, they're calling it beach yoga is what they're saying.
Sure it is.
According to the Today Show, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting question, Dusty. Is this going to work out at North Carolina?
I'm just wondering.
Do you feel like it's more like it's going to work out or more like this is a Les Miles type thing of going after kind of a money grab?
I think it's just like a relevance thing. Like, I don't think he wants to be done coaching, and I don't think anybody in the NFL was willing to give him a job.
Yeah.
And I honestly, yes, he's a legend, right? He's, I don't know how you want to rank him. 1, 2, and 3, right?
It's Reed, Shula, and Belichick,
you know? Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, I don't know if, I don't have any, like, ill, you know, tempers towards Bill Belichick, but I just think, like, North Carolina, for one, was kind of random. And then you realize, like,
college was kind of random.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're like, okay, nobody in the NFL. Then, like, maybe, like, nobody wants you. Right. Like, I never thought that we'd get to a point in the NFL with, like, some years left on their careers that nobody would want a Hall of Fame coach or a Hall of Fame quarterback. Because nobody wants Aaron Rodgers, apparently.
Doesn't seem like anybody wants Aaron Rodgers, right?
Or they have stipulations, and then he gets there, and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah. They get him in a room, they're like, oh, I don't want this guy ruining everything else that we have going on. Like, that's why I don't like him for Minnesota at all. I think that would be a bad decision. I'm actually texting with my friend Viking Jim, Viking fan. That's why we call him Viking Jim.
Thank you.
And he says, he goes, you know, I don't pay attention all that much, but it seems like all the moves we've made this year have been really good moves. We're getting great, you know, marks in the offseason. Got a great head coach. He goes, I think we could lose another NFC championship game. And I start to laugh, right? Because that's what the Vikings are.
Yeah.
But he's right. Like, they've made really good moves, and you've done good things with your organization, and it feels like a safe spot, you know, Minnesota, like a really good spot to be. Why would you want to bring Aaron Rodgers into that, man?
Yeah, you know what's weird that just went into my brain that maybe you guys can piggyback on is I never thought I'd say this, but I think Mike Tomlin needs Aaron Rodgers more than Kevin O'Connell needs Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. Wow. Yeah.
And Mike Tomlin's your legendary Hall of Fame coach, but, like, they've set up that offense for a defensive head coach, and he doesn't have the orchestrator. Like, he doesn't have the conductor. He's got that guy with the stash that looks like he belongs somewhere else.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith?
Yeah. Old boy. And then you got DK and George Pickens.
Yep.
And Ty Warren, I think, is okay.
Jalen Warren, yep.
Or Jalen Warren.
And Pat Freiermuth.
And Pat Freiermuth. You have an offense.
You don't have
the guy.
The guy.
You need a guy. And that's a guy where I think with Tomlin's personality and his expertise, like, there would never be sort of any sort of division. If there is, Tomlin's going to win every time.
Yeah. Whereas, that's why I think that could be a fit for Aaron Rodgers.
And if he's not going to not play, if he's not going to play football, he's going to play in Pittsburgh. That's just where I'm at. Like, I don't think it's anywhere else. And maybe tomorrow we rewind this tape. Remember, it's the final segment of the show with the last 10 minutes. But, like, if he does go somewhere else, then maybe I'm not reading the room. But I just don't think that O'Connell needs him the way that Pittsburgh needs him. Pittsburgh don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback.
And Mason Rudolph, right? Is that it?
I don't even know if he's there.
They don't even have Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, what's his, they don't have Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett, yeah.
He's gone.
He's out, yeah. But he may start somewhere. I just read somewhere, like, he's on his
Philly
third team, and he went somewhere else. But,
yeah.
I mean, I just think...
He's in Cleveland.
He is. That's where it was, Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, he'll start there.
You just let J.J. McCarthy go, man. You've had a track record of success with Sam Darnold and Kirk Cousins. Kevin O'Connell made those guys look like MVP candidates, right? You've got great weapons. You've got a good system. You've got a good organization in place. It's the perfect time and the perfect organization for J.J. McCarthy, for a young quarterback to take over. With all those fail-safes in place, it's an opportunity for him to achieve success. Why do you want to mess that up with Aaron Rodgers? And I don't think that they do. I bet more of the talk is coming from Rodgers' camp than it is from the Minnesota Vikings. But I think Pittsburgh is the perfect spot for him because Tomlin isn't going to let him corrupt that organization like the Jets allowed him to corrupt their organization. Tomlin's got a track record. Tomlin's one of the best in the business. Tomlin.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, You're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Runs that ship there in Pittsburgh. And so if Aaron Rodgers is going to come in, Mike Tomlin's going to keep him in check. And I think that's the perfect situation for both of those guys. Aaron Rodgers needs somebody bigger in the organization than him. And I don't think he's ever had that anywhere, quite honestly. Even in Green Bay.
No, yeah, even in Green Bay. Yeah, Mike McCarthy.
Right.
When Rodgers came in, he immediately started winning, so it was kind of like, ah, this guy right after Favre, he was the next coming. So, yeah, right. That makes sense. He's never really had a big boy kind of thing. I think Kevin O'Connell could be that to him, personally. I think he would respect Kevin O'Connell.
But I don't think Kevin O'Connell needs that.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to move a program forward, too, right? I know it's not college, but
no,
these are still programs that you're trying to move forward. And I think you have a better chance for harmony and success without Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh is different because I think you can have the success and you can have a coach check Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's going to respect Kevin O'Connell or not, but you have to respect Mike Tomlin. Otherwise, he can kick you to the curb.
They have Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson on the roster.
See, I knew it was Mason. I saw a report where they brought him back this year.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then and then Skylar Thompson, I guess, didn't work out in Miami.
I guess not.
It's not exactly a great list there, right?
Yeah, if I'm a Steelers fan, I know Khan's only been there since 2022, but that's the guy. You know, I think Tomlin takes a lot of the heat, and there's maybe some justification there, but Omar Khan, I mean, you're the GM now. You've been there for, this is your fourth season. You still don't have anything? Russell Wilson was your plan last year, and now this offseason, you knew what was going to happen. You knew Russell Wilson wasn't the future. Here we are, 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from the draft, and you don't have Jack Diddley at quarterback? You don't have a plan? You don't have anyone? It's embarrassing, man.
I mean, was it Cam Hayward that came out the other day and said, we're screwed?
Yeah, they are.
But you are without you a are quarterback. Screwed. Like, think about it this way. Say they don't get Aaron Rodgers, and you're going into the season with Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson Jeez. As your options at quarterback, right? What does that say for the rest of the players out there? Like, how do you get motivated to go to work yeah. every day?
Because you're not stupid. We're not winning.
Right, exactly. But there could be, again, Kirk Cousins, this one coming in the kind of the 11th hour. Kirk Cousins now, according to SI, Albert Breer had it, I think, then the Business Journal. I think he's a guy that they're saying could potentially, after the draft, waive his no-trade clause as long as he's traded to a team that didn't draft a first-round quarterback. That could be Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I don't hate that. The money, I would like to know how much money Atlanta's going to take off of Kirk Cousins' contract, but he certainly has a higher ceiling, I think, than, I don't know, I don't even know. I think on football field, I think Rodgers still has a higher ceiling than Kirk Cousins.
He may, but Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, off the field. You know? No, I get that.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, or Kirk Cousins, you know, is going to come in and be a teammate.
Be a good guy. A leader.
Yeah.
He is a leader.
He's a leader. He's not as good as, nobody's saying he's as good, no. right, as Aaron, but... Do you really want to deal with this headache?
Also, what division does he have a better chance of being successful in? Pittsburgh in the AFC North or Minnesota in the NFC North?
Pittsburgh.
Because you got, Cleveland's the dog in there, no pun intended, but then you have Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore in the AFC North. Could be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you talk about defenses, I think it's probably, the AFC or the AFC North's easier.
Yeah.
If you're the Pittsburgh, you're on the toughest defense in your division. You don't have to face them. That's
right.
Nice.
Exactly.
We know the Bengals don't have
Bengals
one.
Bengals don't have a defense. Yep. Browns, whatever they got going on.
Yeah, they maybe got Garrett, but
and
other
then
than that.
You got Cincinnati, who, what's going on there? Baltimore, obviously, is going to be good. But, I mean, I just think if you're a team like Minnesota, you're like, man, we're going to go ahead and go with this guy because he's young and we've been pretty good with our quarterbacks. I don't want somebody coming up here and messing with the atmosphere. I really don't. Yeah.
Well, you heard it today. We'll be back tomorrow. McAtrero, 9:00 tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, he just confirmed. He's good to go tomorrow.
The cheese blanket has been secured. We'll be with Royals manager McAtrero tomorrow at 9:00. Thanks for listening. Now go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay cool, stay kind. Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2 coming up next on 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.